And we have an interesting interview. Adeline Ng is chatting with British Indian chef, Queen of Spice she's known as. She's a chef, an author, a TV presenter, Anyum Anand, she's been called India's Nigella, actually. And Adeline actually asks her whether she's happy to be called India's Nigella. So you'll have to listen to hear that.
Oh, well worth listening to.
She talks about her traditional family food and the food of her travels. She's got a new book out, which is also the reason we're talking to her today.
Anjum, welcome back to Australia.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I love coming back to Australia.
And we love having you in this part of the world. And I hear you're quite a frequent visitor. I wonder what keeps you coming back?
Do you know what? It's so funny because when I came here on my honeymoon with my husband, I said, we have to go to Australia because it's the kind of place that's so far from home, we'll never go again. And I'm back every year, at least once a year now.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I come back because it is, but I come back for work. You know, I have some sources that sell in Coles and Woolies, and I have a book that sells here. My publisher's Australian, so I combine both together and I come back. But I think it's just an excuse to come back and spend some more time here.
Yeah, well, that's a fantastic reason. Your book's just arrived in my hot little hands. Gorgeous looking book, I must say. Colours as rich as India, and the food looks like it's about to pop straight into my mouth just off the page. It is the photography's excellent.
Thank you. I think that the photographer was absolutely amazing, so we're really pleased with it.
I know, I'm looking at it as whetting my appetite, so that's a good photographer. This is, though, your eighth cookbook, so congratulations on that. I'm just wondering what's different, what sets this one apart?
Do you know what? Each cookbook has sort of a reason to be. So I guess my last cookbook was Quick and Easy Indian, and it was really kind of, it was exactly what the title said. It was about quick and easy. It was about incorporating Indian food into busy lives, and there's a lot more fusion, so you get Indian spices into your ingredients, but it's not always a big curry. You know, and I've done a vegetarian cookbook and I've done an Ayurvedic cookbook. And so they've all had a reason to be. And I suppose I spent the last few years traveling to India and going to different regions of India and eating some of the best foods there. So I've been writing all those recipes and wanted to put them into a book. And I thought I Love India is the most appropriate sort of book title for all these fantastic regional recipes. And I suppose in this book, it wasn't about shortcuts or, trying to make it quick and easy. It was all about really yummy, proper Indian food done properly. So I guess this is for real food enthusiasts. But there's also so many easy dishes in there because, you know, there's tandooris, which just require whizzing together the marinade and grilling, you know, leaving your meat to marinate and putting it in the oven. So, which is proper Indian food as well. So it's got a bit of everything for everyone. But it's all done properly. Not a lot of shortcuts in this book. Just all yummy Indian food. But actually, you'll be surprised by how much of it's quite quick anyway.
I'm glad that you're assuring us of that because some of the ingredient lists are actually a little bit longer than, I guess, some of the trend in cookbooks these days, which is to shorten the ingredient list.
I know, but I think I did that for the last book. And also, you know, often what I do is I say, you know, use a garam masala and I cut out all the other ingredients. But actually with this book, I wanted it to be proper. So I wanted, if you really wanted to cook a fantastic curry, this is the book you come to. If you want a really great biryani or tandoori chicken or great Indian street food, I want this to be the Bible. And after that, you can say, you know what, I don't have this, I'm going to leave this out. But I wanted it to be a really solid book of really fantastic recipes. And for that reason, I didn't want to do a lot of shortcuts.
Well, good on you. This is your also most personal book, I understand.
It is, I know, you know, so I suppose for all my books, they've talked about sort of, you know, the vegetarian book was about I married a vegetarian and so we cook a lot of vegetarian food at home. But I don't talk a lot about myself in any of my books. I focus pretty much all on the food. And I think this book, it felt more personal and it felt like the right place to talk a little bit about myself. I've been doing this for 15 years and whilst I do lots of interviews, we focus again a lot on the food. And it just sort of all kind of came out naturally. And I suppose this book is a little bit of a snapshot of my life through food anyway. So it was probably the right place to add a little personal bits and some personal family photos and stuff in.
You've got stories from your parents and how they went from India, I think, to Geneva it was. And then somehow you've ended up in London. And food was always central to that part of that story, wasn't it?
Yeah, so food has always been. And I suppose food, you know, when we would, I think as immigrants, you always keep the familiar around you when you leave your country. So, I mean, imagine going from India to Switzerland. It's like the polar opposite. So my parents created a little India in the home. So I'd walk in at home and I could smell mom's cooking and I'd know what she'd made. And, you know, we'd watch Bollywood movies because no one spoke French when we moved there and all the TV was in French. So, you know, there was a really little India in my house. And food actually is quite central to Indian families. You know, you eat together, you cook together, you socialize around food. So that was a really big part of my life. And it's a part I really appreciate, especially now that I have kids, you know, to see that there's always an effort made in creating fresh food and having people over and cooking for friends. And I love all of that. And I feel really lucky that I've had that. I suppose for me, that's the best part of India and being Indian.
And you've made Indian food so much more, I think, personal. I think we love all the stories that you tell in it. The food scene in India, I mean, you've just mentioned that you have been traveling back to India for quite a bit. Is it evolving or is tradition still king?
Both, actually. So I think traditional Indian food, so home food, will always be how people have loved it because it works, it's quite balanced, it makes sense, and that's what you're used to. Having said that, India is the kind of country that's always taken new trends and ingredients or influences and made it our own. So, you know, the influences now are sort of interesting ingredients which you could never get in India, which you're getting. And so Indians are taking these ingredients, well, you know, whether it's mushrooms or whether it's broccoli, and they're spicing them up. So now you'll get like tandoori broccoli and you'll get mushrooms and curries. But before, there were not that many places that produced mushrooms in India. And also, you know, they're making food a bit lighter, a bit easier to make. So instead of making a whole table full of dishes, there's a lot more one-pot cooking because everyone's busier. And there's even sort of, you know, molecular gastronomy happening in top restaurants in India because chefs are experimenting with all sorts of new things that they are in the rest of the world. So the food is definitely moving on. But I still think, you know, the Indian heart is in sort of typical home food from different regions.
Yeah, I think that's the one we all go back home to eat. I mean, we love the experiments, we love the fusion flavors, but I think at the end of the day, we always sort of hanker for the ones that are our traditional recipes and those sort of reminders of home and roots and things like that, all good things. But correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
There's one ingredient that I've heard visitors need to be careful about asking for in India, and that's beef. I mean, we take it for granted here as a staple in many restaurants, but in India, in parts of India, it's a different story because it's considered holy in some parts. And looking for beef on a menu might get into trouble.
Yeah, it's tough. So Hindus wouldn't eat beef because it was considered the one animal not to eat because cows were considered sacred. So they wouldn't. And so actually, even now, you'd find it quite hard to get beef on an Indian menu. You'll find it in a few places in the south where they had a more heavy Christian influence, but not very much in the rest of India. And also, it's not always easy to find pork because, you know, the other religion that we have a lot of in India is the Muslims, and they don't eat pork. So beef and pork are not always so easy to find. Except in here in Goa. Goa has everything. You'll find everything else, though.
Okay.
You know, lots of lamb, lots of chicken, fantastic fish and seafood because India's got such a long coast and so many rivers. So everything, but yes, you're right. Beef is not eaten very much and there is not a culture of beef eating or actually pork very much either, to be honest.
Okay. Does that mean that there's not a lot of beef and pork recipes in your book either?
So there's a bit of pork because there is some places in the south which have fantastic pork recipes, and I like to find dishes that are authentic to India, but people will cook when you're outside of India. And I know people love to cook pork. And I do also do a couple of beef recipes, taking them from where they do belong. But yes, I think the majority of my dishes will probably be more kind of chicken, fish, lamb, but there'll always be a bit of pork and a bit of beef. Okay. Not always a beef, but definitely a bit of pork in my books.
Okay. I'm just happy about that just because I'm Chinese and Chinese love pork.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a really tasty protein. I mean, actually, so is beef. But I try and stick with kind of the culture of the country. So it doesn't feature as much as some of the other things.
Excellent. Now, I do have to ask you this thing that's been niggling in the back of my mind as well. You're often called the Nigella Lawson of Indian cooking. I'm just wondering, is that a comparison or likening that you actually welcome, or is that misplaced, you find?
I think it's both. I think it's misplaced because Nigella and I are really different. My focus is entirely Indian food. I generally tend to showcase healthier ways of eating. Nigella is, does food from everywhere and loves, it's more, she has more of an indulgent kind of persona. But having said that, I think Nigella is amazing. I think her writing is fantastic. Her presentation, her TV presenter skills are fantastic. And she's a very smart woman. So I think being compared to her is fantastic. I don't know how she feels about it, but I do think we are very different. I think once, people got to know me a bit more in my style, then the comparisons stopped. But yes, in fact, she was on the cover of a magazine once and my daughter was only 2.5 and she goes, oh, look, mummy, that's you. And I was like, no, that's not me. I'm not even white. So there must be something in us that is similar that has been, there. But actually kind of food styles and presentation style, I suppose, is different. And but again, I don't feel like it's a bad... I'm happy to be compared to Nigella. She is fantastic at what she does.
Okay, but you'd like people just to scratch the surface to find something a little bit deeper.
Well, I think that I've been doing this for about, 10 years on TV, 15 years writing books, and I think people have understood me for me. So, yeah, I think it's great to have comparisons, but we are so different. So it's a superficial one.
Okay, final question. This is your 8th book, and I'm almost hesitant to ask, is there a 9th you're already thinking of?
No, there isn't, actually. I think that I will write a 9th book if I feel really passionate about something, because what I've never done is write a book for the sake of writing a book. It needs to mean something. So until that comes, I'm going to say I have no plans yet, but it's my whole career, and I love cooking and I love writing, but I don't know what that would be yet.
Wow, so this is definitely a keeper. I Love India is the book. Anjum Anand, thank you so much. And we will wait with a bated breath as to when it is you'll feel your next inspiration for another book. But this is fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, that was Anjum Anand there speaking with Adeline Ng. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.